USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is expected to have a showdown over voting rights Wednesday night. Kentucky's Mitch McConnell saying Democrats aim to smash the Senate and seize control of America's democracy. That was a reference to Democratic efforts to change the Senate's filibuster rule to pass two voting rights and election reform bills.
Later today, this chamber will host a sad spectacle that has not been seen before in living memory.
The Senate Minority Leader speaking there on the Senate floor. Amid record high inflation, the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border and coronavirus cases remaining high, President Biden holding his first formal news conference in almost 8 months. The last time Biden took questions from reporters was November at the United Nations Climate Summit. USA Radio News.
Hey, Gary, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs WhipSmart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A manhunt continues in Los Angeles for the man who allegedly killed a UCLA grad student.
Another example of soft-on-crime DAs not protecting their citizenry. A combined $250,000 reward is now being offered to help the LAPD track down the person responsible for stabbing UCLA graduate student Brianna Kupfer in a random act of violence. The suspect, 31-year-old Sean Lavelle Smith, is a career criminal with a rap sheet on both coasts of the United States. LAPD Lieutenant John Radke.
The Los Angeles community needs to come together and come together for the right reason. Of course, it's not just the money, but we need to hold this person accountable for what they did.
Ms. Kupfer was working at a furniture store in Los Angeles, California when she was struck down. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Procter & Gamble announcing during their earnings call that the price of Tide and Downy dryer sheets will be going up at the end of February. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A group of Democratic lawmakers in California unveiled a package of bills to create universal health care programs funded by new taxes. One of the new taxes is a 1% payroll tax on wages for California residents earning more than $49,000. The plan will also cover everyone in California, including illegal immigrants. As California continues to raise its taxes, many residents are fed up, including Susan Nash, who with her family left 8 years ago.
8 years ago, we packed up our dairy farm and moved to Tennessee because of regulations, air quality books, bills, and higher taxes just coming out of California. And for them, as a state, to double already a crippling state of people moving out just doesn't make sense. And coming from the agriculture industry, you know, there's $17 billion in agriculture in the San Joaquin Valley that state is giving back to our world. 8% of the food is grown there. What is the plan for this big billion-dollar budget, and where is the money actually going? They can say health care, but they continue to be financially irresponsible year after year.
More than 1,000 Jewish leaders are demanding federal security in the wake of last week's Texas standoff. They told that to the Attorney General and Homeland Security. The FBI saying the terrorist targeted the Jewish community when he took 4 people hostage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.